Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 132 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, I'm a longtime teacher of photography. I think I've probably talked about that enough of different times here on Camera Position, and I've been a teacher of photography for a pretty long time, on and off since the 1970s in various ways, and then as a full-time faculty member since 1990. And in that time, obviously, I've seen a lot of students, thousands and thousands of photography students, and helped a lot of them get started in the medium of photography, helped a lot of them kind of begin to explore what the medium's all about. And I've watched a lot of those students, especially the beginners, but even sometimes the people at the intermediate stages of learning photography, get wrapped up or intimidated by or fearful of taking photographs, making the images. So I spent some time trying to get them to understand that the making of those images, the experimentation with the process of photography, trying new things, exploring, experimenting with the way in which photography sees the world, is a part of the process of learning the medium. And we talk about how learning photography is like learning any other language, a language that is not your own. And what you need to do is begin to not only develop a vocabulary, but you also need to experiment with that vocabulary, try and see how you can put words together and see what new ideas you can come up with. What I've come to know over the last many years as a teacher of photography and as a photographer myself is that photography is, in many ways, about interpreting ideas into objects. We start out with our notion of what it is that we want to try and make, and in the end, we make an object, whether that object is a printed image or a projected image or a screen-based image. Doesn't really matter. It's the object that we make. So if photography is like learning a language, and if what we do as photographers is translate ideas into objects, in many ways, our job is to be a translator. We are translators of the world of ideas into the world of objects. So my interest in photography is to learn more of the visual languages that we have available to us, and we have so many of them available to us in our contemporary time, and to become a strong enough speaker in each of those languages to effectively translate the many stories that I have continually flowing through my head. And over the next few episodes of Camera Position, we'll explore some of those new ideas of presenting and translating ideas into objects, and look at some of the things that are out there for us to use to see what we can create. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.